So we're doing tonight Daf Samach Tet Amud Bet, and this is the Daf for Thursday, and we're about a third of the way down the page where it says Amar Rav Huna. So that's on Samach Tet Amud Bet. Amar Rav Huna, Hayam Mahaleich Bamidbar, if a person was walking through the desert, Ve'enu Yodei Matai Shabbat, and he doesn't know when Shabbat is. He's been away for so long, he's got confused by the days. Or it could be that he was attacked and he woke up a few days later and he's been under a rock for 3, 4, 5 days. He's got no idea that's how long he's been under the rock. So when's he going to keep Shabbat? He's got no idea which day is Shabbat. That's Monesh Shayamim. So what he does is he should count 6 days, Umeshamer Yom Echad, and then observe the seventh day as Shabbat. So even though it's sort of a bit random and a bit arbitrary, nevertheless, he keeps that day as Shabbat. We'll see in a moment to what degree and how he keeps that day as Shabbat. But even though what we're seeing is a halakha, even though this might not be the real Shabbat, nevertheless, that's you keep it as Shabbat. If I can ask people to put their to mute themselves, I think that would be helpful. That's just as a little bit of background noise, which is a little bit disturbing. Obviously, if you want to. If you want to ask a question, then unmute yourselves. But for the meantime, if you can mute yourselves, that's Chiyabar Rav Omer. So Chiyabar Rav says differently and says Meshame Yom Echad. Actually, what you do is you keep one day, you keep Shabbat immediately. That's Umoneh Shisha, and then you count 6 days of work, and then you keep Shabbat again. So the machloket seems to be as to whether or not, or whether you keep Shabbat immediately, or whether you keep Shabbat at the end of the week. But my kamipalge, so the Gemara asks, what principle, what generates these two different opinions? Mar sava kivriato shel olam. So Rav Huna holds it's like the way that the world was created. Umar Sava Kadam Harishon, whereas Rav Chiyabarav holds that it's like Adam Harishon, meaning how was the world created? So the world was created that, if you look at Rashi, it's towards the bottom of the narrow lines in Rashi on the inside column. Kivriyato Shel Olam, Yemei Chol Nimnu Techila. First there were 6 days of Chol, and then there was Shabbat. Whereas Chiyabarav says Kadam Harishon Shenivra Be'erev Shabbat, he was created on Erev Shabbat. Yom Rishon Leminyano Shabbat Haya, the first day that he was able to count, was Shabbat. So the question is, because in theory we could say count 3 days and then have Shabbat, and then count another 6 days till the next Shabbat. In terms of it's a total random stab in the dark, whether you're keeping Shabbat correctly. What difference does it make when you keep it? So what we're saying is, well, let's follow a model of Shabbat in the past. Are we looking at Briyato Shel Olam, or are we looking at Adam Harishon? So Meitive. So now we ask Akasha against Kiyabarav. Shabbat. We've got a brighter that says if a person was going along and he didn't know when Shabbat was, so he observes one day for 6 days of work. My love, why don't we assume that it means that you count 6 days and then observe the seventh day as Shabbat, which would be a kash against Chiyabarav. So Chiyabarav would respond, "Lo, it's not like that. Rather, Mishame Yom Echad, what it means is you observe one day as Shabbat, Umoneh Shisha, and then you count 6 days. So he's saying this brighter works perfectly for me. So then we say, hold on a minute, don't like that. Ihachi, if that was the case, Mishame Yom Echad Leshisha'a, it should say, or it should have said, Mishame Yom Echad, you observe one day, l'shisha, to be followed by 6 days. Neshama yom echad u'moneh shisha. Ihachi neshama yom echad l'shisha. It shouldn't say neshama yom echad l'shisha, but rather neshama yom echad. It should say you observe 1 day of Shabbat u'moneh shisha, and then you count 6 days mibayle. That's what it should have said. So therefore, we're saying that this brighter isn't a good explanation, or isn't a good support for Chiya Bar Rav. And in actual fact, it's a support for Rav Huna. Vod Tanya. And furthermore, we've got another brighter. Haya mahalech baderech ba midbar. A person was going along on a journey or going through the midbar. Va'ino yodeh ematay Shabbat. Doesn't know when Shabbat is. Moneh shisha u'mishameh yom echad. Counts 6 days and then observes Shabbat. So there we've got a brighter mefureshet that's saying very clearly, like Rav Huna, that you keep that you count 6 days and then you keep Shabbat at the end. Tiyuvta dechia barav tiyuvta. That's an irrefutable kasha against chia barav. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, b'chol yom vayom oseh lo kedei parnasato. Now we might have thought till now that the straightforward reading of the braita till now was that you keep 6 days. As work days, it's not Shabbat in any sense, and then the seventh day you keep as Shabbat. But now we're going to qualify it, because we said, I said in explanation at the beginning, that this seventh day of Shabbat that we're keeping is random. You know, it might be right, but it might not be right. There's one seventh seven chance that it's the correct day, but there's 6/7 chance that it's a different day. So, you know, the probabilities are against it really being Shabbat. And there's a high probability that one of the other days is Shabbat. So therefore, that's Osel, or every day, Osel, or Kedei Parnasato, every other day, you're just allowed to work Kedei Parnasato. You're only allowed to do as much as you absolutely need for that day for purposes of Pikuach Nefesh. That's Bar Mehahu Yoma, except for the day that you're keeping as Shabbat, Vahu Yoma, Bar Mehahu Yoma. That's except for the day that you're keeping a Shabbat. So now what we've said is, in actual fact, even on the 6 work days, you only work in a minimum sense. That's you only do what's absolutely needed for that day in case it's Shabbat. And what you're doing is, so okay, Pikuach Nefesh, I can work that day. But on the seventh day, obviously, I don't do anything. So the Gemara says, "Vahu yom aleimut." That's so on the seventh day, am I supposed to die? That's meaning if I, you know, the previous day I only did, you know, cooked enough food, made enough food for pikuach nefesh for that day, then the next day I'm also going to need to make enough for pikuach nefesh. So we answer, no, David Meir Moshe Parnasot. So no, so on the day that you're keeping this Friday, you make twice as much. But the Gemara says, no, V'dilma me'et mol Shabbat havai. Perhaps the previous day was Shabbat. If the previous day was Shabbat, then you'd have been cooking twice as much food than you really needed. Ella, so the conclusion of the Gemara is, kol yom vayom oseh lo parnasato. Every day you just do the minimum amount of work that you need. Afilu hahu yoma, including on that day that you're keeping as Shabbat. So in actual fact, every day out of the 7 days of your week, you do enough that's for pikuach nefesh purposes. So now the Gemara says, but vahu yoma b'may minkale. So if that's the case, then in what way is Shabbat any different whatsoever? Because now we've got a situation where we're saying I count 7 days, or 6 days I work, and on the seventh day I keep a Shabbat. But we're saying on all the 6 days I can't really do much work, and on the seventh day I can also do a bit of work. So there's no difference between them. So what's going to define it as Shabbat? So the Gemara says that b'kiddusha v'avdalta. That so on that day you make kiddush and havdalah. So the seventh day you work like all the other days, but you make kiddush and havdalah. look at Rashi on the first wide line. Rashi on the first wide line says, "Bikdushta v'avdalta lezikaron ba'alma." So this isn't a real kiddush or real havdalah because it might not be Shabbat, but it's lezikaron ba'alma, so that you shouldn't find yourself in the desert, you know, for 2 years, never making kiddush or havdalah. Sheyelo sham yom chaluk mishar yamim. So you should at least have 1 day a week, which is different from the other days. V'lo tishtakach Shabbat mimenu, and the concept of Shabbat shouldn't be lost from you. So it's a very interesting notion here that we're saying we've got a mitzvah which you're not in a position to observe, but we're so that you shouldn't forget about it, we're going to give you a ritual to do which has a 6 in 7 chance of being incorrect, but nevertheless we're going to tell you to do it. I'm not aware really of other mitzvot that we do like that. You know, there can be other mitzvot that we're not able to do. Fine, we're not able to do them. We don't go through some symbolic ritual just to remind us of it. I mean, we've got certain things that we do, Zeicher LeMikdash or whatever, but you know, essential, fine, I can't do a mitzvah, you know, that nobody says that if I'm in the desert and I haven't got tefillin, then I should wrap a string round my arm and a string round my head every day to remind me of the mitzvah of tefillin. Perhaps Shabbat is different either because of the primacy of Shabbat or alternatively because the mitzvah of Shabbat is a mitzvah of zechira. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. If it's Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, then it might be different. That it's, you know, Shelot Ishtakach, and therefore I mustn't forget about it. That's a suggestion there. In any event, Shukoyach. Thank you very much. That's a man who knows his rhyme well. So, okay, chalat chutzla aretz is so that we shouldn't forget. Thank you, Adam. Shouldn't forget the concept of chalat in chutzla aretz. Okay, so maybe it needs more study to try and find out which mitzvot. That's zeicher lemikdash, really. That's not so that, you know, lulav on the 7 days of Sukkot, that's zeicher lemikdash, that's really to remember the glory of the Beit HaMikdash. That's intended. It's not so that the concept of lulav shouldn't be forgotten for us, because, you know, we bench lulav on the first day anyhow in the Gvulin. So we would always be benching lulav in any event. But it would be interesting to look further and see, you know, what examples there are of, you know, shelot ishtakach. Natilat yadayim because of truma. That's okay. Interesting suggestion. Yeah. So, you know, let's try and give that some consideration. Try and find out what the common denominator is between the various mitzvot there. Okay. That's let me just say borei nefashot, otherwise I forget. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam, borei nefashot, rabot v'chesronana, kol ma shebarat alachayot behem nefesh kol chay, baruch chay haolamim. Okay, that's so now the Gemara goes on. And then we'll investigate a bit more. Amar Rava, im haya makir schum hayom sheyatzah bo. So if you know how many days it is since you left, you know, I don't know what day of the week this is. I'm confused about what day of the week it is, but I know this is the fifth day of my journey, or this is the eighth day of my journey, or the seventh day of my journey, whatever. Or semelacha kol hayom kulo. So then on the seventh day of that cycle, you can do melacha the whole day. So we say pshita, that's obvious. Oh, ma'u d'teima, kevan d'shabbat lo nafik, b'male shabta nami lo nafik. So I might have thought, because he wouldn't have gone out on a Shabbat, so he also wouldn't have gone out on an Erev Shabbat. Meaning, I don't know what day, I can't remember what day I left town. I left the Yishuv. And I don't know what day it is now, but I know I've been travelling, say, for 8 days. Right? This is the eighth day that I've been travelling. But I can't for the life of me remember what day I left. Was it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I don't know. But one thing I can be sure of is that I wouldn't have left on a Shabbat. So therefore, I know this day is not Shabbat. The eighth day since the person left cannot be Shabbat. So therefore, the eighth day and the 15th day and the 22nd day and the 29th day, etc., 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 can't be Shabbat because he would never have left on Shabbat. So we say, hold on, if that's the case, so then it could be that, you know, why not say the previous day as well? Because who leaves on a big journey on a Friday? You don't leave on a big journey on a Friday. So we're going to reject that. So we should allow him to do malacha for 2 days. That's the eighth day since he left, and also the seventh day as well. So Kamashmalan, this is what it's coming to teach us, that Zimnin de Mishkach Shayarta, sometimes it happens that there's a caravan leaving on a Friday. Even though you don't usually plan on leaving on a Friday, nevertheless it's possible that you can. Okay. So what we've established is that you've lost count of the days. You count 6 days from the day that you wake up and realize that you lost count, and then you observe the seventh day of Shabbat. We say on all of those days you can only do a minimal amount of work to keep yourself alive, and on the seventh day, the day that you're keeping a Shabbat, that's you make Kiddush and Haftalah. We've still got a number of other questions. What about the Tefillot of Shabbat? Do you say the Tefillot of Shabbat on the seventh day? What about laying Tefillin? Do you lay Tefillin on the seventh day? And let's look now at the question that Tosfot asks. So look at Tosfot in the bottom right-hand corner. So Tosfot says as follows. Osekadei parnasato. Aval lahaleich, but as far as walking or travelling is concerned, that's yachol kol mashayirtzeh. That you can, you know, on all those other days, you can travel as far as you like, rak biyom shemeshamer, except for the day that you're keeping as Shabbat. So the other 6 days, you can travel. Why? De'ilav hachi, if we didn't allow that, then lo yagia lo olam liyishuv, you're going to be stuck in the desert forever, because there's an issue of tchumin, so you can't travel more than 2,000 amot, and you're never going to get out of there. You're going to be, you're going to be stuck. Or at the most, you could travel, I suppose, is, 2,000 amot every day. It could take you forever to get out of where you are. So therefore, all the other 6 days we say you can travel, and on Shabbat you can't. V'hadaka amar b'may minkar. So why haven't we mentioned this then in the Gemara? The Gemara asked, how can I tell the difference between Shabbat and the other days? So why doesn't the Gemara say, because on Shabbat I can't travel at all, and on the other days I can travel as far as I like. So why didn't the Gemara say that? That's mishum de'ein zeh hekesh Shabbat, b'mashe yoshev ve'ein oholeich. That's not really a clear demonstration of Shabbat. The fact that you didn't go very far doesn't mean much in terms of, we haven't gone very far for the past 8 weeks. That doesn't mean to say every day's Shabbat. I mean, we're in a situation now where most people don't know what day of the week it is. But it's not, it's not a clear observance of Shabbat that you haven't gone very far. So that's the first answer in Tosfot. And then Tosfot gives a second answer. Inami, I feel biyom shemeshamer holeich. It might be, but in actual fact, there is the reason why the Gemara doesn't mention it is because there's no difference between Shabbat and the other 6 days. And even on the seventh day, you can travel as far as you like. Holeichem or sherotzeh. Vahashtal or minkar elabikdusha. And therefore, the reason why, the only difference between Shabbat and the other days is with the recitation of Kiddush and Havdalah. Why is it that on Shabbat you should be able to travel? That's even on the day that you're keeping the Shabbat. So we're going to see that, you know, either it's because Tchumina Drabanan, or it could be, and again, it's part of Pikuach Nefesh, in terms of you want to get out of the Midbar. If you're stuck in the Midbar forever, then that's a dangerous environment for you to be stuck in, and therefore you can always travel to get out of it. So let's look at some points in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if he... Go on, yeah. You're right, in that situation, he'd... Correct. So, yeah, if you had a case where a person that's he knows that today is Wednesday or Thursday, so then the next day is Thursday or Friday, and then he's got to just keep 2 days of Shabbat. That's like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot. This would be Shabbat Rishon Shel Midbar, or Shabbat Sheni Shel Midbar. That's right. Wherever you've got a safek, you're going to have to accommodate it. So you're right. If you've just lost count of the you're not sure it's this day or that day. Yeah, it's establishing for us a principle, and of course that's going to be a much simpler case though. In that case, it would seem to me that on the first day you keep as Shabbat. So I'm not sure if today's Wednesday or Thursday. So the first day I keep as Shabbat, and I make Kiddush and Havdalah, and presumably I don't do any work at all. And then the next day I keep as Shabbat, and again I don't do any work at all. But Lichara, I don't make Kiddush and Havdalah. Why not? Why will we have that difference? We'll have that difference because I know that Wednesday was definitely Chol. I wasn't sure if it was Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, you know, was definitely Chol. It's either Thursday or Friday, but I can cook as much as I like there. I'm not restricted with, you know, Pikuach Nefesh concerns. I can cook as much as I like, and I can cook for 2 days, I can cook for 3 days, so I can cook enough for today, and the next day, which I think is Shabbat, and the next day, which I also am concerned is Shabbat. So therefore, I won't be allowed to do any malacha on either of those 2 days. I also won't be allowed to travel on either of those 2 days because I can travel as far as I like on the other days. And maybe I would be allowed to travel if we say, like the second answer in Tosfot, yeah, then maybe it would always be Pikuach Nefesh to try and get out of the out of the desert. So, okay, I could travel then, but I wouldn't make Kiddush or Havdalah. Because Rashi said the reason why you make Kiddush and Havdalah is Shelotish Takach, that's so that you don't lose concept, sight of the concept of Shabbat. But here I've got 1 day when I'm definitely making Kiddush, so I'm not losing sight of the concept of Shabbat. So that seems to be what it would be in that case. So the same principle, but tweaking it a little bit. Tuesday. When would I make Havdalah? Good question. Would I make Havdalah at the end of the first day? Or would I make Havdalah at the end of the second day? I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. We could say it's like second day Yom Tov. I don't make Havdalah after first day Yom Tov. That might be different because I'm making Kiddush. I'm not sure that you'd make Havdalah second day. I hear what you're saying, but it might be that no, we're keeping the first day, and then the second day I'm just keeping as a safek, that's without any brachot or things. I don't know, but it could work either way. Okay, let's look at the Ritva. So the Ritva says, so he quotes the Tosfot. Mikandikdek rida filu bahu yoma ino mebim komo ela holech darko. That was the second answer in the Tosfot. Deiloha minkale b'mashe hushovek mehiluch. Because if that wasn't the case, then that would be a heker between the other 6 days and this seventh day that you're not going anywhere. Ela vadaika da amran v'chein bedin. It makes sense like that. V'afilu manda amar tchumin doraita. Even if we were to say that tchumin doraita, which is a machloket. Deshani hacha sheim ata oser alav latzeit mitchumo afilu sharayamim gam kein lo yelech yotem alpayim. There's no reason why you should make any distinction between one day and the next. He's going to be stuck in this situation forever. So he explains Tosfot a little bit further. Interestingly, the Meiri says, "Uperishu rabotenu atzafatim shemutar lo leilech chutz litchum af bo oto hayom shetchumin drabanan uvechol shehu mitivrehem lo gazru." So the Meiri is telling us the reason why you can travel on that Shabbat is because tchumin is drabanan, and he's saying that anything which is drabanan, seeing as this is only a safek Shabbat or a symbolic Shabbat, so therefore that's things which are asked to Rabbanan you're allowed to do. Umikol makom tavka ad shalosh parsaot habshar hayamim holech darko. Now the Meiri is being a little bit stricter now, and he's saying that on the day that you're keeping a Shabbat, okay, then you can only go as far as Yud Bet Mil, that's which is when it becomes Tchumin Doraita. That's according to most authorities. That's also at least some authorities. So therefore, the Meiri is saying that on the other 6 days you can go as far as you like. On Shabbat, you can only go as far as Yud Beit Mil. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't mention the question of travelling. The Rambam simply says, "Hamalech b'amidbar v'lo yadam matayu yom haShabbat." You're going through the desert, you don't know when it's Shabbat. You count 6 days, and then you make the seventh day into Shabbat. So you make Kiddush at the beginning, Havdalah at the end. Even on that seventh day, you can do what's absolutely necessary. You can't do more than that. But he doesn't say anything about tchumin at all. And it seems from the way the other Rishonim talk about, you know, the Tsarfatim say. So it seems to be a machloket between the Balei HaTosfot and Rishonei Sfarad. The Balei HaTosfot give this heter for travelling. The Rishonei Sfarad, it's unclear. That's is it conceivable the Rambam thinks that you should stay in the Midbar forever? I don't know. Or maybe he holds that on the seventh day you can't travel and the other days you can travel. It's unclear. But it's certainly brought down as being a shita of the Rishonei Tzarfat. Okay. Let's now look in the Ritva. The Ritva is going to ask the following question. There's only a 1 in 7 chance that today is Shabbat. I understand that I need to not do any malacha. But how can I say Kiddush on a day which is, probably not Shabbat? 15% chance that it's Shabbat. Safek brachot, lekula, don't say the bracha. That's the question of the Ritva. So, b'kiddusha v'avdalta, perish b'fat. So, obviously, you make your kiddush over bread. D'ilu b'yayin lecha b'midbar min hastam. You probably haven't got wine with you in the midbar. V'afar p'shein mavdilin arapat. Even though you can't make avdala over bread. Mikom akom hani mili b'yishuv. Afar b'midbar she'yef shah b'yayin mavdil b'fat. So, this is a big kiddush. He's saying that, in actual fact, even avdala, if you're in the middle of nowhere, that's, and all you've got is pat, then you can make havdalah over pat. That's, I don't think that's the way that we paskan. That's, we'd say that you just make havdalah in the tefillah. But interesting suggestion there from the Ritva. V'mein lo pat, if you haven't got bread, mekadesh and mavdil bit tefillah. So no, fine, you'll say you'll fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush in the davening. K'mo shanu osim yom ha-kippurim, she'en kiddush ala bit tefillah. Just like on Yom Kippur, when we only have kiddush in the tefillah, v'afil k'shachaliyot b'shabbat, even if it's on Shabbat. So, okay, so this is answering the question we had about what davening do? You do a Shabbat davening. V'im tomar, and if you say Hayach yomar brachot ala safek, how could you say brachot on something which is a safek? D'chi amrino safek bracha doraita chozek shu yodeh shu chayav bivracha. The only time we say that you've got to say a bracha again with a safek is, you know, where you know that you've got that chiyuv of the bracha. You know, I don't know, did I bench or didn't I bench? So I have to, you know, repeat benching. Yesh lomar, the safek bracha levatala isura drabananhu. So even if we say bracha levatala is d'oraita, safek bracha levatala is a drabanan. And therefore, so that you don't forget the concept of Shabbat, Chazal said that you could break a drabanan. You could break the drabanan of that safek bracha levatala. If this was a vadai bracha levatala, of course you couldn't do it. But because it's a safek bracha levatala, you can. That's his first answer. Inami, alternatively, belo bracha ka'ama, maybe you make kiddush without shemu malchut. You don't say the bracha. So you just say, you know, divrei shevach v'kiddush. So you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having a wonderful Shabbat. Aval HaRishon Nireh Yoteh Nachon Beferish Lashon HaGemara. He thinks the first answer is the correct answer. So he's told us what we're going to be saying in terms of Kiddush and why we can say Kiddush. Shai, you've got a question. Oh. Okay, so second day Yom Tov we make Kiddush, so we'll see that referred to in a Bi'o Halacha, that's later on, but basically the second day Yom Tov is a Takana of Chazal, that's, whereas this isn't a Takana of Chazal. That second day Yom Tov was a Takana of Chazal, so that you shouldn't come to break Yom Tov. Whereas this isn't a takanav chazal for all of Klal Yisrael. This is just what you need to do if you're in this situation. And it's not even so that you should, you know, be keeping your... It's not that we're saying, well, okay, if you make kiddush, you know, there's a 1 in 7 chance that you'll get it right. So, you know, we'll take the chance. We're presuming that you've got it wrong. But, nevertheless, that's, you know, we're going to say make kiddush because... No, it's not a Doraita. It's not a Doraita. Sorry? Yeah. Or a suggestion along those lines. But it would seem that there's no real likelihood that this is Shabbat. That's in terms of what we have to do, in terms of the real concern that we have, is that every day might be Shabbat. That's why we're saying that every day you can't do Melacha. That's, and the Achronim discuss, why don't we say that it's Bat El Barov and every day you should be able to do Melacha. That's discussed by the Achronim. But the Kiddush, there's no reason why you should have to, there's no Safek Doraita. The Safek Doraita is all the other days that we don't let you do Melacha. That's, but to let you make Kiddush every day, that's also, I suppose we could ask the question a bit the other way around and say, why don't we say also make Kiddush every day? Because, you know, this might be the day when you're supposed to make Kiddush, and if it's a Safek Isura Drabanan, so Safek Bracha Levatala is only an Isura Drabanan, then why not do it every day? It might be because Davka, there's a need to carve out one day as being different. Even though, of course, if you make Kiddush every day of the week, you certainly wouldn't forget the concept of Shabbat. But there seems to be a significant difference between second day Yom Tov and this. Let's see how Shulchan Aruch says. So actually, the Shulchan Aruch just says Shin Mem Daled, like the Rambam did. That's at the end, though. He says Umutal Leichbo B'chol Yom. So you can travel every day. Afilu B'Yom Shemakadish Bo. Even on the day that you're making Kiddush, and look in the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura says, Afilu kama parsaot, she'im yishae b'midbar l'olam yichalel Shabbat v'yamut b'eretz gezeira. Otherwise you're stuck there forever. That, and even on the day that you're making a Shabbat, k'dei l'mahel atzeit min ha-midbar, so that you can get out of the midbar as soon as possible. Aval Sharei As Isurim Afilu Einu Rak Shvut Rabbanan Asur La'asot B'Yom Shvi Shelo. On the seventh day, you can't even do something which is Asur Mid Rabbanan. That's the Magin Avraham. Uveli Yaraba Meikul B'Shvut Afilu B'Yom Hazayin Shelo Kevan Dehu Rak Sveika D'Rabbanan. And it's only a Safek D'Rabbanan, and that was what the Meiri said. What the Meiri said as well. That's okay. So the Bior Halacha, that's asked the question about tefillin. So he gives two answers. First of all, he says Linyan tefillin Nirealani Dati Dechayav Lahaniach Bo Daharov Hayamim Hein Yumeichol B'Tzarich LeMeizel B'Taruba. So, you know, there's an overwhelming probability that today is Chol. So therefore, that's every day, including the day you're keeping is Shabbat, you should lay tefillin. That Umasha or Se Kiddush, who rak lezikaron ba'alma, could perish Rashi. As we saw in Rashi, we're not really pretending that this seventh day is Shabbat. We don't think it is Shabbat. It probably isn't. But just so that we don't lose sight of the concept of Shabbat, that's why we make Kiddush and Haftalah. But not that it's really Shabbat. And then he goes on to discuss, you know, to flag up that difference between that Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Rishon. So Yom Tov Sheni and this. That's you know, with Yom Tov Sheni is because it was a takana that you shouldn't come to be mechalel that Yom Kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni. Whereas here, that's, you know, you're breaking Shabbat anyhow. You know, you're doing Kedei Parnasato in any event. And then he goes on to say, for Odye in the next paragraph, the top of the next page, for Odye Svar Lechaivo, Talo Ptosh Shabbat Mishem Shahim Atzmam Ot. So he says, in actual fact, you might be chayav in tefillin, because why? This is a very big chiddush. And I asked this question myself when I was about 6 years old. That's I didn't get this answer, but I asked the question about what about a person who has to go to work. Or when I was first told, I was about 6 or 7 years old, I was told that you know, you don't lay tefillin on Shabbat because Shabbat is an ot, and therefore you don't need another ot. So I said, what about a person who has to go to work on Shabbat? So would they lay tefillin? So the answer I was given, well, even if they went to work on Shabbat, you know, they could not smoke or something like that, or, you know, not turn on the television. So that would be the ot for them. But here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, this person, he's lost the ot of not doing work, because in actual fact he is doing work. He's doing as much work as he does every single day. Every single day he does Kedei Parnasato. And here also he's doing Kedei Parnasato. So maybe he's now got a chiyuv of tefillin because maybe he's got a chiyuv of tefillin because he's lost the ot of Shabbat. So that's a very interesting suggestion there. Now, as he says, just at the towards the end, he says, "V'ach beitat tefillah shel Shabbat lo yaneach tefillin." Now, when you're davening, you know, tefillah of Mekadesh HaShabbat, you know, don't wear your tefillin. Doesn't make sense to be wearing tefillin while you're saying the Shabbat tefillah. Let's just we've got, I think, how long till Motzei Shabbat? That's I'm going to be making that joke every time that's we have this year. But okay, let's just quickly touch on a couple more points here. So a prima gadim makes the observation. He says, let's say that you're traveling in the desert, and, you know, you were traveling somewhere before Pesach, and it's Nisan, and then you were attacked by bandits, and you find yourself, you wake up a few days later under a rock, and you've got no idea what day of the week it is or what day of the month it is, and it's all cloudy, so you can't see the moon. All right, so now I've got a safek. I don't know what day of the week it is, and I also don't know, maybe it's Yom Tov. So he says, till I've no longer got a safek about it being Yom Tov, I've got to treat it with Kedusha, that's of Yom Tov as well. Okay, Reb Yaakov Emden in Morok Tzia, so he raises two interesting points. So the first observation that he makes is that in actual fact, there isn't necessarily such a thing as real Shabbat, except in Eretz Yisrael. He says that Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaKadosha Sha'aleha Nityastu Kol Mitzvot HaTorah. Real Shabbat is there. So when we keep Shabbat in England and we bring it in 2 hours later or 3 hours later than they brought it in Eretz Yisrael and take it out 3 hours later, that's not real Shabbat. Real Shabbat finished a long time previously. That's real Shabbat is measured by Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a notion of subjective Shabbat. And subjective Shabbat is wherever you are. That's, there has to be an objective Shabbat. That's Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, as an aside, it's something, again, I've kind of wondered about for, you know, on and off for many years. You know, they say that the neshamot, that's of the people who've passed away, that's have a respite, that's in Olam Haba over Shabbat, that's from their judgment. That's, and then on Motzei Shabbat, when we say Kedusha to Sidra, they go back to their din. So, you know, when do they, you know, when's that measured by? That's, you know, that's an English mate gets judged by England time and a South African mate by South African time, or is there's an objective time in Shamayim, which is Shabbat. So in any event, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that, no, the real Shabbat is what it is in Eretz Yisrael. Once you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're keeping a subjective Shabbat, which isn't really the real Shabbat, it's defined by you, where you are. And therefore, when you're in the Midbar and you're lost, that seventh day could actually be the Shabbat that you're supposed to be keeping. And that would be correct. That actually is Shabbat. It's not just, you know, a Zeicher Ba'alma, Kedei Shelo Tishtakach, but no, that's when you keep Shabbat. It doesn't matter that this isn't the seventh day since creation. That's, you know, that's the way it works. Then he goes on to ask the famous question, what do you do if you're at the North Pole? It's North Pole where you haven't got regular days and nights like we have. When do you keep Shabbat? So he says, yeah, what you do is you count 24-hour periods from the place that you came from. In terms of, I left, you know, London or whatever, that way, you know, the last place I knew that it was day, that was, you know, that was Wednesday, and the next day is, the next 24-hour period is Thursday, and the next 24-hour period is Friday, etc., etc., and that's how I measure it. Okay, so that's just some interesting observations there from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We'll finish off with a gra. So the Vilna Gaon is a little bit perplexed by the Lashon of the Pasuk, Zachoret Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, Sheshet Yamim Tasem, never remember the Pesukim when you say all the time, that's when you try and say it Baal Peh, that's, so Zachoret Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, remember the seventh day to keep it holy, that's Sheshet Yamim Tavod V'asita Kol Melachtecha. So you should work 6 days and do all your work. V'yom Hashvi Shabbat LaShem Elokecha. That's, and the seventh day is a Shabbat. So his question is, primarily, why does it need to say V'asita Kol Melachtecha? Could just say Sheshet Yamim Tavod V'yom Hashvi Shabbat LaShem Elokecha. So he says, "V'zeu shamra Torah kedosha zachoret yom haShabbat." Ritzono lomar shetizkor tamid eimatai Shabbat shelo tishkachehu mataihu. You always have to make sure that you don't lose sight of which day is Shabbat. Va'az tarviach v'tovlach b'shnei asugim. And then you'll benefit in two ways: b'sug haguvu b'sug hanefesh, both physically and spiritually. B'sug haguv kishishit yomim tavos v'asita kol melachtecha. Physically, because the 6 days you can work and you can do kol melachtecha, haynu neribuya, that means everything, lo rak kedei parnasatcha, not just what's essential for you, ela kol melachtecha, but all your work, hamatzuyek sechalas, or whatever you want to do, v'gam tarviach b'minei hanefesh, and also spiritually you'll benefit, haynu v'yom hashvi shabbat, lo tasechol melacha, Okay, on the seventh day it's Shabbat, and lo ta'aseh kol melacha, gam ken kol ribu yahu. Now also, the kol melacha, you don't do, on the seventh day, you don't do any work. Af lo kadei parnasadcha, shelo titzarek l'chel Shabbat mipnei pikuach nefesh. You don't even do the minimum amount. Blasok kadei parnasav, leka mididul oramisa baraita. So even this din on Samach Tet, it's got a hint at in the Torah. Zachor et yom haShabbat, if you remember which day is Shabbat, then sheishet yamim tavod vasita kol melachtecha. Under those circumstances, you can do kol melachtecha on the 6 days of labor, and then on the seventh day, lo taseh kol melacha, you won't do any melacha. But otherwise, if you lose track of which day is Shabbat, then it's sheishet yamim tavod vasita melachtecha, but not kol melachtecha. And on the seventh day, it's lo taseh melacha, but it's not kol melacha because you can do kitei parnasatecha. Okay, adkan. That's thank you all for joining me. So we're fixed on a schedule, Be'ezrat Hashem, for the time being. That's of 8 o'clock on Sunday evenings, and that's the same, always the same Zoom address, and.